A quiet Monday afternoon will transition into a quiet Monday night across New York and western New England. Then things turn stormy by the middle part of the week, starting late tomorrow afternoon, going all the way through Thursday. We'll have stormy weather, but again, this storm will have a little bit of winter and plenty of warmth and rain as it works its way through the Northeast. For now, though, high pressure is in control, so we are looking ahead to clear and cold conditions moving into tonight. Temperatures will fall back into the single digits across the north. We'll have some areas go below zero in the higher elevations. Temperatures drop into the teens in and around the capital region and into the 20s across areas south of Albany. As we head into the day tomorrow, that high pressure area will begin to work its way to the northeast, exiting our area. So we'll have sunshine early, then clouds will begin to increase through the day. We'll have kind of a milky overcast as we move into tomorrow afternoon. And by late in the day, we will begin to see some stormy weather approach, and there is the chance of some snow, especially south of the capital region, as we go through late tomorrow. So there may be some slippery spots for the evening commute, especially south of Albany, as we work through late tomorrow into tomorrow evening. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 30s across New York and western New England. And then by tomorrow night, we'll have just a little light wintry mix work its way through our area. So we'll have some slippery spots and probably some light accumulations of snow. And there may be some accretion of ice as well. So that's something we'll have to watch. Temperatures tomorrow night will be in the 20s and 30s. Then as we go into Wednesday, temperatures will still be near freezing during the morning. So there is the chance that we will still have that wintry mix to start the day on Wednesday, though it does look to be pretty light. But as we know, just a little bit of ice can certainly make things pretty slick. Then as we go through the day on Wednesday, we'll see temperatures begin to warm and we'll see rain break out across the region. Temperatures on Wednesday will be in the 30s and 40s. And as the day moves along, it will start to turn windy as that storm begins to wind up. And the storm will deepen and lift to our west as we go through Wednesday night into Thursday. So the storm on that track to our west is a warm track for us, and that's why we're talking about mainly rain from Wednesday afternoon through Wednesday night, and there is still a shot at some lingering wet weather as we go into the day on Thursday with temperatures near 50 degrees. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear, low in the single digits and teens, some spots go below zero in the Adirondacks, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, high in the 30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the single digits and teens, some spots below zero in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, chance of afternoon snow, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, with highs in the 30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix during the morning, then rain likely by afternoon, windy with highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Thursday mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, breezy, with highs around 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.